makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, as you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is giving daily enjoyment to millions of people all over America. In offices and factories, on farms and ranches, in mines and oil fields, folks find that chewing Wrigley's Spearmint helps them feel better and work better. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad that their product is proving helpful and enjoyable to so many people, and they're glad, too, that they're able to bring you Life with Luigi, because they know it's the kind of a radio program that millions of Americans enjoy. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in it.
Dear Mamma Mia, every day I'm a get to feel more and more like the American. You should have seen me, Mamma Mia. I'm a dressed like American, I'm eat like American, I'm a talk like American. And I'm even learned the biggest American I have. How to read the newspaper and I walk across the street in the same time. As the one thing about American Mamma Mia, he's got a big heart. And every time he's eating a restaurant, he's leaving 10% of tip for the waiter. And this I'm always a do. Just a little while ago, I had a coffee and a donut in a restaurant. Check was a 10 cent, but I'm a real American. I'm a leave 11. I'm going to show you how much American I'm becoming, Mamma Mia. I'm even interested myself in a baseball. I remember the first time in Chicago, I thought the man who sells the newspaper was running a laundry on the side. Because all the time everybody is asking him, how's the White Sox doing? And then, Mamma Mia, I'm going to get a letter, and it's making me feel so proud. Here was a letter from Antique Dealers of America. That's the big association I'm joining last year. And they say they're going to have a big dance in a hotel. And I'm going to get a card that's inviting me and a Mrs. Basco. Mr. and a Mrs. Basco. But I must have been mistaken, this Mrs. Basco. Because I guess they don't know you're still in Italy. But then I'm going to realize that they must have mean my wife. Yeah, mean my wife. It's a feel funny, not to...
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
What's that letter you got there, little banana nose?
Oh, that's an invitation, Pasquale, to dance. Yeah, from my association. Antique Dealers of America.
Hey, that's wonderful, Luigi. You just take a roaster, and when you two get out on a dance floor, everybody's going to be watching.
Well, if I'm going to go with the roaster on a dance floor, they got to watch you because there's going to be no room in the dance. Besides, I'm not going to bring a roaster. This invitation is for me and Mrs. Basco.
Well, that's nothing. The $2 and the 10 minutes in the city hall I couldn't fix up. What do you say, little cabbage puss?
No.
That's a no answer. Give me one good reason.
Well, I'm going to give you three good reasons, Pasquale. First place, I'm going to love roaster enough.
Come on, get down to the real reason.
Second place, I'm not ready to get married.
Stop a stalling and come to the real reason.
Third place, she's too fat for me.
Where's she fat?
In the first, the second, and the third place.
Listen to you, Papa Squeak. I brought you to America, remember? I set you up in this antique shop, remember? I lend you money when you go broke. I do a million things for you, and why? You think it because I got a bigger heart?
No, because you got a bigger daughter. And don't try to scare me into taking a roaster, Pasquale, because you can't. It's a free country. I'm going to take anybody I want.
Luigi, it's a break of my heart to hear you talking like that. I guarantee you, if you marry Rosa, just the once, she's going to lose 100 pounds from jumping with her happiness.
No, not the roaster. If she gets married, then she's going to be happy, and then she's going to gain weight.
All right, so marry her and make her miserable.
No, Pasquale, we're wasting the time. Besides, I'm going to go to my night school class.
Wait, Luigi, think over. What if Rosa was to promise you herself she would take off her weight in time for a dance?
That's impossible.
You don't believe her, huh? Would you believe if you heard it straight from the horse's mouth?
You mean Rosa herself?
Uh-huh. I'm going to call her in. Let me see. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
Yes, my little buttercup. Rosa, Luigi's going to a big antique dance soon.
He has in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. Rosa, how would you like to go to this antique dance?
But, Papa, I don't like to dance with antique.
Oh, Rosa, Luigi said he might be willing to marry a certain party if they didn't mind 100 pounds of being a reduce.
But, Papa, why should Luigi want to reduce 100 pounds?
Not a Luigi, you! Oh, Rosa, go back to the kitchen.
All right.
No, just to go back. Stay out of the kitchen.
All right.
Goodbye, Papa. Goodbye, Luigi. Goodbye. Well, Pasquale, see, you just got your answer. Now I'm going to go to the night store.
Now, wait, Luigi. Don't go yet. You can help Rosa out. Take her with you. Let her mix her with the people. That's going to make her such a big improvement. After all, how much can she learn hanging around with ignoramus pussies like you and me?
Pasquale, don't drag me into it. Goodbye.
Now, wait, take her, Luigi. You're going to be surprised at what a big impression she's going to make on that dance floor. You're going to be surprised, I tell you.
Impression on a dancer floor.
She make a big one.
That's only if she's a fool on it.
Don't worry about it. We're going to have a picnic next
summer. All right, quiet class, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basso? Well, I wonder what's keeping him away. Mr. Horowitz?
How should I know what's keeping Luigi away?
I was just continuing the roll call.
Oh, please excuse me for being late, Miss Spalding, but my countryman Pasquale is calling me a ignoramus because I'm going to want to make a Mrs. Bross and Mrs. Basco after she's going to dance with the antique in my association.
Oh, Luigi, are you for shimmers?
All right, please. Let's have some quiet.
And if no one else wants to return the lesson, I do.
Look at him. He can't wait to make a pest of himself with his intelligence.
All right, Mr. Schultz, that'll be all. Class, I asked you to study the chapter on Andrew Jackson in your history book. Now, let's see how much you've learned. Mr. Horowitz, please tell us when and where Andrew Jackson was born.
Certainly. Jackson was born in America.
What part?
All of him.
No, Mr. Horowitz. What part of America? What state?
Oh, North Carolina.
Go on. What year?
What year what?
What year was he born?
You mean Andrew Jackson?
Mr. Horowitz, are you stalling?
Stalling? This filibuster will make history.
All right, Mr. Schultz, you may answer the next question. Huh? By what nickname was Andrew Jackson known?
Ach, but about something with old... Old Hickory?
Are you sure?
Am I right?
Yes.
Then I'm sure.
Now, let's continue, please. Mr. Olson, can you tell us something about Andrew Jackson's early life?
Oh, that would be my extreme pleasure. Would you like me to talk about his marriage? Or go back to his first job? Or further back to his school days? Or before that?
Why don't you start with the name of the hospital he was born in and how much he weighed?
Schultz, will you stop acting like a boor?
Olsen, when you stop acting like a boor!
Another remark like that, Mr. Schultz, and you may leave. Continue, Mr. Olsen, anywhere you wish.
Thank you. Andrew Jackson was a major general in the United States Army. He won several gigantic battles against the British and the Indians. And in 1828, he became president. I might also add, Andrew Jackson instituted the spoil system in politics.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Mr. Olson. Mr. Basco, what brought on the spoil system?
The... Huh?
What started the spoil system?
That the refrigerator, sir?
about Luigi. He doesn't say much, but when he does, it's a lollapalooza.
Miss Spalding, I'm sorry, Miss Spalding, but I'm no can think today.
Not no can, Mr. Basco. I can't think today.
Oh, you too, huh?
I was correcting your English, Mr. Basco. It's abominable.
Now, you see, you agree with the Pasquale. I'm making it amorous. What the right time I got to turn down a Rosa to the dancer without even thinking?
Oh, just a minute, Mr. Basco. I was a little hard on you.
Yeah, take it easy, you little Wiener Schnitzel. You once took Rosa to a dance, if I remember.
Yeah, I remember too. All night I felt like I was trying to push the Empire State Building back at 2 inches.
All right, if you remember that, then why are you angry with yourself for refusing to take it this time?
Well, Horowitz, because I said no, I didn't mean it because she's too fat.
No.
It's because, with all those important people at the dance, I was afraid that she was going to say the wrong things, and I couldn't help her because I'm so stupid myself.
Mr. Basco, I'm sorry. Really, I want to apologize for making you feel this way. After all, you're making every effort to improve. You're going to night school. At least you're facing your problem honestly.
Why don't you tell Pasquale that's how you feel about it, Doctor? You will feel better and Pasquale will know.
I think you're right. I'm feeling better already just thinking about it. Sure, I'm going to tell Pasquale.
Luigi, I'll be sure you don't hurt his feelings.
Yeah, you just got to handle the whole thing with tact. That's all.
Tact? What should I say, Chief?
Well, you say, Pasquale, I would like to take Rosa to the dance, but I can't for a lot of reasons. First, she's too fat. And second, she don't dress right. And third, she's always laughing. And fourth, she always says the wrong thing at the wrong time. And fifth, him and Luigi, you take her. She's going to be the life of the party.
Help us, Bobby. I'm lucky to talk with you.
If you don't mind, stranger, I ain't on a speaking of terms with you.
It's about the roaster.
Well, if the set of the party is willing to talk, another set of the party is willing to listen.
All right. To start with, Pasquale, please believe me when I say I owe you a whole lot for bringing me to America and helping me so much.
Keep talking.
And there's nothing I would like better than to bring you good news.
What's the good news?
I'm still not going to take Rosa to the dance.
Luigi, you take the longest road to go nowhere. There's the door. See how quick you can get on the other side of it without opening it up.
No, but wait a minute, Pasquale. Let me finish. I like Rosa. Really. She's sweet and kind, but if I'm stupid, at least I'm going to try to do better. I'm going to try to dress better. Rust is just a rust. She should do nothing if she's just stay rust, and then maybe someday she's going to double herself.
That's the sound of spoken from the heart.
That's right, there is.
Luigi, I tell you what I do. I make a bargain with you. The dance is going to begin for 2 weeks yet. I'm going to concentrate everything that the money can buy on Rosa for the next 2 weeks. If it don't make her no change in it, don't take her. But if it does, will you take her?
Sure, but what can you do?
Everything. I read about her charm courses. I'm going to get her somebody to learn English. She's going to reduce everything.
All right, Pasquale. I'm going to wait and see, and I hope it works.
It's got to work. Money can do anything. And believe me, when I get it through with her, Rosa's going to look better than a Max Factor.
I'm so glad I talked to you like this, Pasquale, because, we really love each other, huh? For me. For me, you're even going to change your daughter.
That's the right, Luigi. For you, I'm going to create a Frankenstein.
Before we return to life with Luigi, we'd like to mention that delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is not only good, but also good for you. When you're feeling tense or you're working at a hard, fast pace, it's really a comfort to chew on a good, smooth peep. The easy, pleasant chewing helps relieve that feeling of pent-up tension and gives you satisfaction. Then, too, the lively, long-lasting flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint helps keep your mouth moist and fresh. So you see, that little stick of Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum is not only enjoyable, but also helpful to you. Try it and see for yourself. Keep a package of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint gum handy and enjoy chewing a stick from time to time every day. And now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, mamma mia, there's a lot of crazy things that happened in the last 10 days since the Pasquale's promised to make her into the new girl. First, he's put on a 14-day diet. She should have lost weight, but if I'm no rush, she's going to take 14 years. Then also, he's bought a special exercise things for her, like bicycle, to stand still while you ride and away on it. And also, Pasquale's hired a special lady. Yeah, she's come around to massage your Rosa and a pinch and a rub her. Mamma mia, Rosa's got so much to pinch and a rub, I think Pasquale better get a 3 ladies. But it must be doing good, because all the day I'm hearing her scream Western Uncle Pietro's a goat when he's got his tail caught in a fence. And then also, Mamma Mia is a funny little fellow with eyeglasses. He's always coming around the house. Yeah. Well, excuse me, Mamma Mia. I'm seeing him now. He's going to Pasquale's store. Wait. I'm going to ask him what's happening. Hey,
did you call me, sir?
Yeah. Hello. Hey, I'm Luigi Basco. Yeah, I'm a good friend of Pasquale. He's a hire you for his daughter, huh?
Why, yes. I'm her tutor.
Her tutor?
Yes.
What are you taught?
I'm her teacher.
Yeah, I know. You think I'm gonna learn this too? All right, so what do you teach to her?
Oh, everything. The languages, grace, the dance, toys. Oh, she's a delightful creature.
Rosa?
That girl has big potentialities.
Oh, yeah, she's a kind of big, all right, but maybe with a diet, she's gonna look nice and better, huh?
Oh, she looks splendid now. And I happen to like fat girls myself.
Ah. And Mr. Furry, how much do you weigh?
90 pounds. I suppose opposites attract. I tell you, watching that girl dance is a revelation. She has rhythm, feeling, and a certain lightness of foot. Well, it's simply poetry in notion.
Yeah, but if she's ever stepped on a poetry, is it going to stop with emotion?
I beg your pardon. Did you say you were a friend?
Well, sure I'm a friend. What's the matter? You don't believe in me? Ross is a tutor with you just because of me.
Oh, good heavens. I can't see why. You! I must be going.
Mamma mia. If he's to tell the truth, then...
Luigi, my fellow boober.
Oh, hello, sir.
Luigi, tell me, who was that strange little character you were talking to?
That's to the fellow who's a tutor in the roster.
Uh-huh. He looks skinny enough to be a veto. Ach, Luigi, it's all over the neighborhood what Pasquale is doing with Rosa, just so you should take her to the dance. Diction lessons, dancing lessons, razor head losing.
I sure see. You think it's possible to change a person in 2 weeks?
Why not?
Ach, smile, Luigi. You know, I think you're a little afraid you might like the new Rosa.
Well, how am I going to tell? The way he's a hider, you would think she was the atom bomb.
You should see how Pasquale talks. Hundreds of dollars he's got invested in charm specialists, makeup experts, two dogs, figure specialists. Ach, let's face it, Rosa ain't a girl no more. She's a project.
Is it not possible if somebody could have changed the way he's a walk and a talk or a laugh?
And you know how rough he's a laugh. Like a 12 o'clock lunch meal. She art, Luigi. Then you see the new Rosa Thursday, you might decide the same. It's wonderful.
President?
Uh-huh. Pasquale was in my store for something and he told me that's the unveiling. 2 o'clock Thursday. All his friends are going to be there. Did you send you later today?
Yeah, but you're not sure.
Mama never saw Rossi since the day Pasquale got that idea.
Who knows? Maybe we're going to see a girl who's beautiful, smart, charming,
and attractive.
Stop being such a pessimist, Luigi. Smile! Be like me, always happy, always laughing. My rheumatism is killing me.
Yeah, but how much longer are we going to wait for Pasquale?
Don't be in such a hurry, little pumpkin ahead. Calm down, relax. After all, the roses have got to please with the crowd. She's got to be good and ready. Is she ready, Mr. Tudor?
I'll say she is.
All right. All right, everybody, get ready now. Close your mouth and open your eyes. You will now see the greatest change that ever took a place since the Dr. Jekyll has turned into Mrs. Hyde. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
Are you addressing me, Peter?
That's a friend. Pasquale, since the wedding, it sends you an email from Pasquale to Pasquale.
Taylor speaks for father.
That's right. The top is the Taylor and the mama is the maid. Now, who's going to stoop for the pool? Say yourself, Rosa. Now, look, is there for any of you don't recognize her?
Yeah, but she's
a smarter than you are, too. Rosa, say something educational for Louise.
Indubitably.
In a hoof? In a hoof? Hoover turtle?
No.
In a boober turtle?
No, no, you're the indubitably. It's there in a doobie. Even I don't know what it's saying. You see, Luigi, she talks in such a high-class English now, nobody understands her. Now, Rosa...
Peter, please, call me Rosette.
All right, Rosette. Now I'm going to show you something, Luigi. Rosette, say something Italian for Luigi.
All right. Favorisca, parmi, altri, guanti.
Pasquale, what's that?
Luigi, for the first time in your life, you hear an Italian with a Harvard accent.
Maria, Rosa, I mean Rosette. For you sound very good, but I didn't hear you laugh today. Don't you feel good?
Luigi, there's a time for laughter, and there's a time for serious things. Don't you think?
Well, stop standing there with your mouth open and say something to the lady.
How do you like my new coiffure?
What?
You dope. Tell me you like her new dress.
Peter, you amaze me. I'm talking about my upsweep.
Oh, Luigi, tell you like her the way she sweeps up.
Rossi, you always was a good in the kitchen.
Luigi, I was looking for you. Is that you, Rosa?
Please, my name is Rosette.
Rosette? Yeah, yes, Schultz, she's changed her name.
In the future, kindly call me Rosette, Mr. Schultz.
Mark Schultz, in the future, kindly call me Schultzette.
Well, Schultz, what do you say? Is it some difference, huh? Class, the taste, the breeding, the weight?
Well, I got to agree about the class, taste, breeding. What about the weight? Dunder und Blitzen!
So what? Luigi didn't care about the weight.
No, you're right, Pasquale. You're absolutely right. I didn't.
That's the words are like from a true gentleman, Luigi. He's going to keep his bargain. He's taking a Rosa to the dance.
No, Pasquale. I'm not taking a Rosa to the dance.
What? You got the nerve to stand there with your stupid face of hanging out and telling me my girl still ain't good enough for you?
No, Pasquale. It's just the other way around. She's too good for me now. Goodbye.
Wait, Luigi, wait.
Well, Pasquale, that's too bad. You made a noble experiment come out. And never have I seen so much done to... so much.
How do you like that? My Frankenstein, a backfire on me.
One moment, Mr. Pasquale. I have something more important than mere dancing on my mind.
All right, Mr. College, what do you got on your mind?
Well, to put it bluntly, I am enamored of your daughter.
What?
Yes.
Nobody's going to enamel of my daughter. What are you talking about?
After all, what she just learned, she can easily forget. But if I marry her, she will always remember.
He wishes to become Mr. Pasquale.
What?
I want to marry your daughter, sir.
You want to... Get out of here, you mouse, you.
Mouse?
Beat it, go on and get out.
How can you act so, Peter?
And I'm going to give you a favor. Come here.
What are you going to do?
Wait till I get my shoe off and I get down over my knee.
Papa! Hey, what's this I'm hearing? It sounds like the old voice.
Papa's job, you're ruining your shoe.
Voice, I'm a thought that you was laughing.
Did you hear that, Papa? He thought I was laughing.
Voice, stop with the laughing. Luigi came back, and now you're going to chase him out again.
No, no, Pasquale. Now I'm going to see the old Rosa again. And if this Rosa, I'm going to take her to the dance.
What? Are you taking her? That's making me laugh.
Luigi, I'm going with you. Oh!
Now, wait a minute. I'm the one who should have laughed. Rosa, I'm going with you. Well, mamma mia, I'm a took a Rosa to the dance after all. And everything is turned out very nice, except for one thing. Just like I'm expected, while I was dancing with Rosa, she's a fall down on me. Right away, Rosa start to laugh. Everybody is a laugh with her. And when I take the plaster off of my chest, I'm gonna laugh too. Your lovely son, Luigi Vasco Lillimigran.
The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Vasco writes another letter to his Mama Vasco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Norman McDonald. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Derman. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Vasco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, Ken Peters as Olsen, and Sidney Miller as the Duke. Music was directed by Lud Glaskin. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.